it was just for two hours a night because they had one radio station. Yeah. It was built about 1920 or something. Mm-hmm. It might even have been later than 1950.
I really couldn't tell you. I know my mother was born, I think, in 1919. And she said that, briefly they lived with oil heating, or shall we say oil light. But shortly after, my grandfather built his home, they went straight to electricity.
Right. Now, when you say oil, do you mean kerosene?
Kerosene.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they have houses like this. Now, what did the outside of the house look like? I mean, what was the type of construction for the wall surface on the outside? Was it for this area? What did your house look like on the outside?
Oh, wow, it was wood, for one.
Were the boards flush, like vertical or horizontal?
No, they usually overlapped like so.
Were they long overlapping boards?
Yeah.
What would you call those?
I just call them a mess when it comes time to paint.
I don't have any name, but like it was not necessarily, for instance, like this would be flush. It was, there were ridges.
Right.
Ridges of wood.
They overlap like that.
Sort of like that, yeah. That's how it really was constructed. Now, according to my Uncle Rule, he said that was the best thing for a hurricane tropic, to have that leeway for the wind to travel down and away from your house.
Right.
Rather than have the boards, flush where there was no leeway and the wind would just hit and hold and push your house down.
Was there any special type of construction technique or anything for the top part of the house to keep?
It usually was very. It was usually at an angle.
Yeah.
It was usually most of the houses were shingled, very thin sort of like shingles, not very heavy, and it was usually slanted because to just as I said before for drainage for the water to roll off the side, and then it was then you had that little away from the house a little what do they call it? I can't think of it. Oh, just away from it.
Where the water runs?
Yeah, well, like the roof of the house extends past the walls.
Okay.
Okay. But I don't really know what they call it. The raft. I guess that's what they call it. The raft. Rafters. It sounds about right.
The overhang?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What about a house that might have L-shaped type of house or something, like this, and the roof, the roof would meet, that'd be a V, right that crease that goes
down. Right.
You know what you might call that?
No, I really have no idea. There weren't that many houses designed like that. Yes, there was. There were a few designed like that. The lady that lived next door to us had a house. Her house was designed that particular way, wherein like you said, it was an L, where she came from the front, and then there was another room that came to the side, which was at the back of the house, like that. But most of the early houses that I knew were sort of like box containers, built rectangular, straight through.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that type of house?
No, not stucco. It was just a wooden house.
Okay. Well, now you did the houses around here have any type of things that went along the edge of the roof that let the water run off, or are they just
no?
You know what I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about drain pipes or a gutter or something like that. I think, but no, not during the early constructions. They do have them now, mm-hmm. But no, the slant of the roof and the roof being extended from the walls was all that they really had.
Okay. Now, it's not many of these things that I was. What kind of animals would you have found around this area at the time that you were